Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. It's been nice to be home for a few days in between events. Last week's Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Reno was a great one. Cattle producers sure seem to be in an upbeat mood, and they should be. They got a great report from Randy Block of Cattle Facts, and you can learn more about what happened there from the Beef Board perspective at beefboardmeeting.com. That's the blog site we developed for the Beef Board to help with open and transparent information delivery and availability. And with all the audio files I posted, we probably ought to consider podcasting them. And speaking of podcasting, we introduced a new one just recently targeting dairy producers for Pioneer Hybrid. The program is called Forage Forum. You can find it on worlddairydiary.com, and you can also search for it in iTunes. Forage Forum is a twice-a-month program on news and information important to dairy professionals that are working for successful animal nutrition. The program's hosted by my award-winning partner and wife, Cindy. She'll be bringing dairy producers information that will help them become more efficient and profitable. It's not a long report, so I'm going to include the first episode for you here. If you want to subscribe to it, then just visit World Dairy Diary and use the links in the right sidebar. I'd love to know your thoughts on this new program and the whole idea of podcasting to farmers and a rural audience. So feel free to give me an email at chuck@zimcom.biz. Here's Forage Forum.
Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. Our topic today is alfalfa chop height, since there's been a sudden surge of interest in how high alfalfa can or should be chopped. Pioneer Nutritional Sciences Coordinator Dr. Bill Mahana says the popularity of disc mowers, which allow chopping much lower to the ground, seems to have helped stimulate this interest.
It appears basically like a no-brainer. You know, the lower you chop, the more feed you should be able to harvest. And in fact, there have been several studies that have shown that in a, say, a typical three-cut Midwestern system, that you should gain about 500 pounds of dry matter over the harvest season for every 1 inch shorter you chop. The concern has been about scalping the alfalfa crowns and maybe hurting longevity of the stand. But further studies have really shown if the plants are not under a lot of undue stress, that shorter chopping really doesn't hurt stand longevity.
Mahana says other studies have looked into the effect of chop height on forage quality.
Well, some very recent work has been done at Miner Institute in upstate New York, and they compared 2.5-inch versus 4.5-inch chop height in a mixed alfalfa grass stand. And surprisingly, there was very little difference in fiber, crude protein, or fiber digestibility. Although they did a smaller hand-clipped study where they actually hand-chopped plants and then snipped them off at different heights to mimic chop height, and they did show about a 2 percentage unit improvement in 30-hour fiber digestibility with a higher chop. You'd expect the lower portion of that alfalfa stem to be a bit more lignified and less digestible.
As far as the dry down of the forage, Mahana says no studies have shown any statistical advantage when the crop is laid down on a higher stubble. But fermentation is an issue that concerns nutritionists.
Because we see this trend towards more disc binds, and they tend to create a vacuum and suck ash and trash and material up into the crop. And we have noticed a little higher level of ash than normal in alfalfa silages, and we've kind of attributed that to the vacuum effect of the disc binds. But again, back to a Miner Institute study, they really did not see an increase in ash content between the 2.5 and 4.5 inch chop heights. They both averaged 7.7 to 8% ash, which is about normal.
So what is the bottom line then for producers who might have an interest in chopping alfalfa lower to the ground?
Maybe a summary to all this would be that if the crop is not stressed and if you're not experiencing any kind of chronic or funky fermentation problems, then it's probably no problem at all to chop that alfalfa stand down to, say, an inch. You can increase the yields without, it appears, significantly lowering nutrient quality. Maybe the guys who are raising alfalfa in the north may want to leave a larger stubble 4 inches or more on that last fall cutting to help capture snow to help protect that stand during the winter.
That's Pioneer Nutrition Sciences Coordinator Dr. Bill Mahana. We invite your feedback, comments, and questions at worlddairydiary.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.
As I said, I'd love to know your thoughts on this new podcast targeting dairy producers, so feel free to let me know what you think. I said I was in town for a few days, and I meant it. It's a few days. After getting back from Reno last Thursday, this week I'm heading off to Raleigh, North Carolina for a media day event at Syngenta. I'll be blogging it on AgWired, so keep your eye out for that. I'll be learning about what they've got going on the same time as you will when you read what I write. Then it's off to Portland for the Ag Media Summit. This is a big annual meeting for little old ZimCom. It's hard to believe it's my third one since we started this company. I'll be conducting a blogging and podcasting seminar there on Monday. And, of course, I'll be blogging it on AgWired. So look for lots of posts and interviews. If you want or need your event covered online in the most unique and comprehensive way possible, then just give me a call. I've got a few days left open on my calendar yet this year. Well, that's all for the ZimCast this week. Next week, I'll be producing the program in Portland, and I wonder what the topic will be. Oh, well, I've got a week to figure that out. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the ZimCast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.